This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
After years of activism on campus and a summer of protests over racial justice, students and faculty at the University of Chicago are frustrated. The change they say is needed is not happening. WBEZ's Esther Yoon-Ji Kang reports from Hyde Park.
Earlier this month, I met Maurice Washington on the corner of 60th Street and Cottage Grove Avenue on Chicago's South Side.
Cottage Grove, for many people, in their eyes, is the dividing line between Washington Park and Hyde Park. Hyde Park is where the campus is.
Washington is a graduate student at the University of Chicago. He grew up in nearby Englewood and says this busy intersection is more than just where two streets meet.
This, to me, symbolizes the division between the haves and the have-nots, the privileged and the underprivileged.
As one of the few Southside Chicago natives attending the university, he says he's felt unwelcome there at times. He recalls an incident where he was with his professor and classmates waiting to enter an event. He was the only black student, and he was singled out by a security guard.
He said, "Hey, you, come here." And as I started walking towards him, my professor looked as well, like, what's the issue? And then when he finally realized I was actually a graduate student there, he just completely let it go. In a way, I guess I look like a typical Southsider, but we shouldn't even be deciding who's worthy of being on campus and who's not.
Washington is not alone. Listen to these undergraduate students of color. They're part of UChicago United, a coalition of multicultural student groups.
It doesn't seem like the university really wants to uplift and support me as a black student.
The education that I'm receiving is not something that was made for me. It's an education that was made for a white student, for an affluent student.
Students, the ones who are most directly affected by the atmosphere and the institution of the university, when they put forth their demands, were not listened to, were overlooked.
These student activists want to see campus police abolished, the creation of an ethnic studies department, more cultural centers for students of color, and increased community input over what the university does. They also want a public meeting with administration about campus police. The university says it will only meet privately. After this year's protests over racial injustice, the university said it would work to address criticism of its campus police force, but wouldn't abolish it. It also put out statements affirming its commitment to diversity and inclusion. But student organizers say those words ring hollow to them. Here's fourth-year undergrad Lily Lay.
It's not surprising, I guess, but kind of disappointing that despite all the things that are going on in the city of Chicago and also nationwide, conversations around all these important issues concerning race and racial justice, we're still not seeing meaningful change happen.
And it's not just the students who feel that way. This summer, a group of faculty launched their own campaign. In a letter titled More Than Diversity, professors called for the university to create a Department of Critical Race Studies, rethink policing on campus, and repair the school's relationship with the South Side, among other demands. Adam Getacho is an assistant professor of political science. This is how she describes the university's engagement on matters of race.
You can see a combination of neglect or marginalization or a sort of superficial or not deep enough engagement and interest.
She credits the university with recently hiring a number of junior faculty like herself, but she says that's just a start. For example, unlike many colleges in Chicago, Illinois, and the U.S., UChicago does not have a department dedicated to the study of race. So Getacho says, among its peers, the university is...
Way behind would be the answer. You know, the University of Chicago sometimes feels like a place where the 1960s didn't really happen. Many departments of this kind in African-American studies or ethnic studies were created really in the 1960s, early 70s, as the result of student protest and a student demand.
As leverage, some professors are participating in a work stoppage, refusing to assist with faculty searches and withdrawing from publicity on behalf of the university. Getacho says progress has been uneven. Her group and the administration don't see eye to eye on policing, for example. But the university did give them the go-ahead and money to develop a proposal for a new department. Also in the works is a Truth and Justice Commission to explore the history and legacy of UChicago's relationship with its surrounding neighborhoods.
All of these matters, they're not going to be like, okay, we did it, like check it off the list kind of thing. I think what we're looking for, you know, most immediately is to initiate a set of processes that allow us to move forward on all of these questions.
The university declined WBEZ's request for an interview, but sent a statement from Provost Kai-Yi Lee. She says the administration and faculty have had productive discussions and that she'll share more next steps early in the new year. A UChicago spokesman also pointed to all the university's community programs and services on the south side. The spokesman also noted a range of reforms to the campus police department over the past decade. Maurice Washington, who is set to graduate in the spring, calls on the university to do even more.
They're portraying themselves as a community-based institution, but we don't feel it, and that's the issue. We don't feel welcome.
He says whatever actions UChicago takes, it should prioritize community and student voices in the process. Esther Yunji Kang, WBEZ News.